Jamnik was right. Fraser was there. And so was Walden, too. "Quite according to plan," Fraser wrote with a self-assurance which sounded familiar. "As for your questions," his letter continued, "wait 6 months and I promise a full report. We're preparing a series of articles which should be just what you want. But if you can't wait, and I hope you can't, come and see Walden 2 now. Bring your young friends with you. We're always looking for converts, and anyone else you like. We can accommodate a party of 10. Bus schedules on the nearest highway and other information were added. I threw the letter across my desk impatiently. Its reality was strangely disturbing. It had been amusing enough to recall Fraser as an interesting figure in my graduate school days. It was quite another thing to make contact with him again now. I found that he was pleasanter as a memory. But here was his letter, and what was to be done about it? I was annoyed at having got myself in for something, and I regretted my offer to help Rogers and Jamnik. To make matters worse, the whole venture began to build itself up at an alarming rate. I had scarcely finished Fraser's letter when the phone rang. It was Rogers. He had wanted to avoid bothering me, he said, and had waited in silence. I glanced at my calendar and noticed that he had waited for exactly the 3 days needed for the promptest of replies. I told him about Fraser's letter, and agreed to meet him and Jamnik in my office early that afternoon. At lunch, I ran into a colleague from the philosophy department named Augustine Castle. As fellow bachelors living at the club, we saw a great deal of each other, but I could hardly call him a friend. It was an impersonal acquaintanceship. I conversed with him as I might publish a reply to Professor Castle in a professional journal. We usually talked about the one subject common to our respective fields, the nature and limitations of human knowledge, and it was a source of gratification to both of us that we disagreed violently and exhaustively. His position precessed slightly with the years and could variously be called intuitionism, rationalism, or, I suspected, Thomism. I could sum him up, to my satisfaction and perhaps with condescension, as a philosopher.